Hello, and welcome to another episode of Lessons from a Crisis. Today I'm just going to give you a little talk because I haven't done so for a few days. I just want to wish you a blessed, happy Our Lady of Fatima feast day because today is May 13th, 2020. We are, of course, in the midst still of the coronavirus crisis, which I'm sure in the future we will know is very much related to Our Lady of Fatima. But I would say right now, almost no one realizes that. But I do, and I know that we must continue to pray the rosary every day and to do penance as Our Lady asked, and to continuously look at our own life and pray and ponder and change anything that is offending God. Soon, we'll be going back to Mass with some restrictions. And although most bulletins and bishops' directives are talking about sanitizing and masks and distances, I would like to suggest to you, before you go back to Mass, to take the next week or two, whatever you have to wait, and behave as a catechumen. In other words, go into your life. We've been deprived of the Eucharist. We've been taken away from that which unites us in a most intimate way to the whole body of Christ, just as if we were not yet Catholic. And so I want you to be, as it were, a catechumen, a person who is preparing to receive communion for the first time, and prepare. We all mostly were baptized and received our first communion as little ones, as eight-year-olds. And although we were prepared and hopefully we all were happy to have Jesus inside of us, we were very young. And now we're older and we're preparing to receive our Lord again. And so take this beautiful opportunity to prepare yourself spiritually. While everyone else is getting rid of germs, you get rid of sin. And then on the day that you get to go back to Mass and receive Holy Communion again, wear something nice. Let it be as a first Holy Communion again. But this time you're older and you're more mature and you know and love God and you know that the Holy Eucharist is our Lord and that He is not to be neglected or treated with indifference or ingratitude as He often is. Prepare in a special way during these weeks. Different places are receiving Him at different times. And then from now on, let every Holy Communion be special. When you read the saints of 100 years ago, people who couldn't receive Holy Communion every day because of the Jansenist heresy, and it was only Pope Pius X who allowed people to go to communion more frequently, because he knew it would give us strength in this life and would give us grace so we could be good. But we did do those very things that our Lord complains about when he saw St. Margaret Mary and spoke with her. We treat him with indifference and ingratitude and irreverence. But now we get to go back to church after this time when God has permitted us to be deprived of those great gifts that He gave us. So let this time be a catechumenate. From this day forward, prepare yourself by pondering the Eucharist. Read a little more about the Eucharist. Think about your own life and any sins that you need to take from your life. Try to keep working on it. Be pure. Be holy. Don't do anything that offends God. Don't say bad words. And And just prepare your heart so that when he comes, he will have consolation, because you are not the only one who has been grieving missing him. He has been grieving missing you. And so let your reunion be a joyful one. And when he comes to you, close your eyes and talk to him. And when Mass is over, don't get up and start talking to everyone around you. Kneel down and spend a few extra minutes with him who is often treated with ingratitude and indifference. He who loves you so much, who can't wait to come back to you as well. So let's pray. Let's be as the catechumens, and let us have our first Holy Communion again. But now we're all grown up, and we can receive him with a maturity and a love and a devotion. So let's prepare with love for that special time. And in the meantime, every day pray the rosary. I am working on my book, and right now I'm going through the philosophy of socialism, and it's very frightening. And if you only knew how important your rosary is, and penance, please try to do penance, that little penance of abstaining from meat on Friday, and other little sacrifices. And try not to offend God, for he is greatly offended. And we need to make reparation for the sins of our country and our world. That's what this crisis is about. And I'm sure we're not purified yet. And it's only when a lot of people begin to pray and turn to God that beautiful miracles will happen. I know it's so, but we've got a long way to go. So be holy, and we thank our dear Mother Mary for coming to us at Fatima and teaching the children what we needed to do to bring about the reign of Christ in our world with her motherly love, telling us what we need to do to prepare for the coming of Jesus in our own lives and in the life of the world. The reign of Christ, that's what we want to bring. God bless you, and happy feast day, and prepare with great joy for the time when you will receive Jesus again. You keep praying, I know you are, and I am praying for you. God bless you.